The California proposed retribution redistricting map over the Texas redraw is now public, and the process to adopt such a plan occurred this week. In order for the Democratic leadership to replace their current congressional map before the 2030 census is completed, they must usurp the California Citizens Redistricting Commission that voters instituted through a 2010 ballot measure. The only way to cancel the commission map, Governor Gavin Newsom believes, is to have another vote of the people to directly adopt a specific new map. To approve a ballot referendum, each legislative chamber must do so with a two-thirds supermajority, and such votes were cast. Count on a legal challenge to contest the process. If the redistricting plan goes to the ballot, the voters would then have to adopt the new gerrymandered map in a November special election. For the first time this year, Texas U.S. Senator John Cornyn has posted a polling lead over Attorney General Ken Paxton in their 2026 Republican primary battle. Emerson College tested the Lone Star State electorate, and the results project Senator Cornyn only edging A.G. Paxton by a scant 30-29%, but the survey clearly shows positive movement for the veteran incumbent. Senator Cornyn and Mr. Paxton would lead former U.S. Representative and 2024 Democratic U.S. Senate nominee Colin Allred in general election pairings. Senator Cornyn tops Mr. Allred by 7 points, while Mr. Paxton posts a smaller 4-point advantage. The Barbara Jordan Public Policy Research and Survey Center at Texas Southern University also released U.S. Senate poll results. Their survey found Mr. Paxton leading 44-39%, yet even this spread is a major improvement for Senator Cornyn. Republican former Alabama U.S. Representative Jerry Carl formally announced that he will compete for the now open 1st Congressional District, since incumbent Congressman Barry Moore is running for the Senate. In 2024, Representatives Moore and Carl were paired by a court-ordered redistricting plan that forced the state to add another minority district. Now, in an open contest, former Representative Carl is favored in his comeback attempt. In governor's races, South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace released an internal campaign poll showing her 8 points ahead of her closest Republican primary rival, Attorney General Alan Wilson. Pennsylvania Republican State Treasurer Stacey Garrity announced that she will challenge Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro next year. The move had been expected once GOP Congressman Dan Muser announced that he would not run for governor. And finally, in Wisconsin, a Fabrizio Lee and Associates poll finds Congressman Tom Tiffany running well ahead in the Republican gubernatorial primary. Democratic Governor Tony Evers announcing that he will not seek a third term makes the Wisconsin governor's campaign open and competitive. This concludes our weekly Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.